Did you know that Jews are bloodsuckers? You didn't know that? Well, they are, think hundreds of millions of people. Did you know that Jews and Zionists are warmongers? You didn't know that? Well, now you do. Did you also know that Jews are descendants of, get this, apes and pigs? You didn't know that? Well, you do now. All of that vitriol, verbal hatred, and anti-Semitic rantings are the words of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Morsi verbalizes what millions and millions of Muslims and Arabs and, of course, fanatic jihadist Islam think and believe. The only good thing about Mohamed Morsi is that he is the former president of Egypt. But the hate, the anti-Semitic hate, the systemic, violent hatred of the Jew lives on and on. Why? Why? It is, in the words of Dr. Mitch Glasser, president of the good group, The Chosen People, and that is a good group, says the incarnation of a new Haman, a new anti-Semitism is sweeping the world. The evil Haman comes to us from the Book of Esther in the Old Testament, written at or about 450 BC. During the reign of Xerxes, king of Persia, Haman rose to power under Xerxes, hated the Jews, and essentially won Mordecai, who was Jewish, refused to bow down to Haman or even pay him homage. Haman built gallows for the hanging, the execution of all of the Jews, including Mordecai, those who had been exported to Babylon when the Jews were conquered from the land of Israel. Queen Esther, queen to Xerxes, pleaded with the king to save the Jews, and as a result, Xerxes hung Haman on his very own gallows. Haman has come to be representative, symbolic, of anti-Semitism. Perhaps one could say that Adolf Hitler and his Nazi fanatics were disciples of Haman, determined to carry out perhaps the very first national extermination of the Jews, genocide, some 2,500 years ago. The new Haman, would seek in the year 2016 to accomplish that objective, that genocide, that extermination of the Jews. It seems as though that spirit of anti-Semitism rears its head almost at any time, anywhere, and perhaps the Jewish people for thousands of years have only survived because of divine providence. What do you think? I suppose the God of Abraham would seek to protect his people from extinction, even though, as Mohamed Morsi said, they are descendants of apes and pigs. Can you believe that? And they're warmongers, don't forget that. And they're bloodsuckers, don't forget that. Just to name some. Ah, what a world. But why do people hate the Jews? Why is there rampant anti-Semitism? Why? Do you hate the Jews? Or perhaps you may just dislike them? Or perhaps you would do nothing to help them and their homeland, Israel, you know, simply staying on the sidelines, somebody else's business or problem? What is your real feeling about the Jews? We, the sideliners, that is, doing nothing, are very much like the German citizens in 1937, when Hitler began the first part of the Holocaust, which by 1945 had resulted in the extermination of 6 million Jews and millions of other human beings. If we are sideliners, then in my view, that makes us conspirators, guilty of non-action when we should be taking action. We Gentiles, that is, non-Jews, and especially Christian Gentiles, should stand up for the Jews. We should bless them and help them, as we are instructed to do in the book of Genesis, you know, Genesis 15. And we should ever be reminded that those of us who bless Israel will in turn be blessed, and those of us who curse Israel will in turn be cursed by the God of Abraham. But you know, that, it seems, that biblical admonition seems to mean little today, if anything. But would you, I wonder, would you hate, for example, the Irish? Because perhaps they are Irish? The Irish occupied, developed, and now live in Ireland. Would you hate them for living in what they regard as their homeland? Or perhaps Italians. Would you hate Italians because they are Italians and come from Italy? Or how about the Germans? Do we have the right to hate the Germans because they come from Germany? And perhaps because of what the Germans did to the world for an unbelievable decade, you know, 1935 to 1945. And even today, not forgive them for what they did or what they condoned or what happened because they sidelined themselves? Would we hate them for that? One poll showed that as many as 30% of the world's population harbor anti-Jewish feelings, if not outright anti-Semitism. 30%. One in three people, not counting Muslims, one in three people are anti-Semitic. Wow. If so, they are part of the new Haman, anti-Semitism growing the world over. It is estimated that 50% of all Muslims, at or about 600 million human beings on this earth, 600 million human beings known as Muslims, hate the Jews or harbor strong feelings of anti-Semitism against them. Not surprising given the fact that most are Muslim and indoctrinated by imams and mullahs who preach one way or another the anti-Semitic vitriol of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. That Jews, in fact, are descendants from apes and pigs. They are bloodsuckers, and they are warmongers, and they must be exterminated. And they teach that from birth. And that's part of childhood training in so many Muslim countries. These young Arabs, these young Muslims, are taught to hate early on. But the modern-day version of anti-Semitism is known as boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions. The BDS movement now sweeping the world is at its core anti-Semitic, and deeply so in so many ways. This movement seeks to boycott the nation of Israel. That is, cut Israel off from fellowship, relationship, and interaction with the rest of the world culturally, socially, and especially economically. The BDS movement seeks the goal of having all nations, financial institutions, and investing individuals divest all of their holdings or monies, which in any way may support Israel, from investments or doing business with the nation of Israel, or Jews for that matter, you know, because they are bloodsuckers, money suckers, and warmongers, doling out inhumanities to the poor Palestinians. So let's divest everything and move on. Let them stand on their own. The BDS movement also seeks sanctions against Israel. Cut them off from anything and everything of value and go after them. Sanction Israel and the Jews for, in essence, says the BDS movement, the new Haman. The new Haman. Jews have no right to call Israel their homeland. For, think many, the so-called Palestinians have equal or even greater right to the land, no matter history, which records the Jews, the descendants of Abraham, living in and occupying the now nation of Israel, including and especially Jerusalem. They've lived there for years, for thousands of years. Never let the facts of history get in the way of the BDS movement, you know, the new Haman, the new anti-Semitic movement sweeping the world? The stated goals of BDS are as follows. The end of Israel's occupation and colonization of Palestinian land and the Golan Heights. And full equality for Arab-Palestinian citizens of Israel. They already have that. And respect for the right of return of Palestinian refugees. I don't know what they mean by that, but that doesn't sound good to me. Small wonder that the campaign is organized and coordinated by the Palestinian BDS National Committee, accusing Israel and the Jews of anti-apartheid campaigns similar to that which occurred in South Africa. South Africa? I don't think so. The supporters of BDS include academics, of course, trade unions, political parties, and even Israeli citizens. That's a little bit of a shocker, don't you think? And now, of course, come the academics, the know-it-alls, and especially some 60 Palestinian academic, cultural, and civil society federations. Of course. And they are aggressive, and they are anti-Semitic in their perpetual attacks on Israel. Academics in a number of countries have signed on to support the BDS campaign, including 250 Irish artists and professors. Wow, Irish. And 240 Belgium academics, you know, the ones that were just blown up by terrorists in Brussels. And 1,600 Spanish academics, and more than 300 academics from the United Kingdom. As one pundit said, if the academics are for it, BDS, I am probably against it. Well, me too. One BDS entity went so far as to state openly the following. Bring down the state of Israel. Just bring it down. Anyway, anyhow. And more. Justice and freedom for the Palestinians are incompatible with the existence of the state of Israel. Wow. Sounds like one of those new Iran nuclear bombs may be coming. That's really incredible, but typically biased responses from elitist and leftist academics. Really sad. Really sad. Especially when over 90% of all academics, professors, are so liberal. And all of that led the good organization Flame. Flame. It's a good one. Facts and Logic about the Middle East to state as follows. Rather than a movement, that is BDS, that seeks peace and freedom, BDS is motivated by an excessive hate of Zionism. Boy, is it ever. And Flame goes on to state the following. The goal of BDS is to extinguish Israel as a Jewish state. Kill a whole lot more Jews, maybe another 6 or so million Jews more. Get rid of them. Extinguish Israel. BDS and its real, real meaning. That is the clear, the very clear and specific objective of this vicious movement. Small wonder that so many Jews the world over seek now to make Aliyah, a permanent return to Israel in order to escape anti-Semitism the world over. Whether from France, Germany, England, Russia, or the Ukraine, and so many others, so many Jews who are afraid to even wear their beloved yarmulke or carry something in public that would identify them as Jews, like the Star of David, they want out and away from the anti-Semitism. The new Haman, going back, the return, Aliyah to Israel, the homeland, to get away from the new Haman. More the world over will do so as anti-Semitism ramps up, and it does so every day. The latest example of BDS anti-Semitism comes from our very own America. So many Christian denominations participate in this evil movement. Why? Why Christians? And that now includes the United Methodist Church, which in its infinite wisdom, sounds very elitist to me, like those old academics, has chosen to blacklist 5 Israeli banks for helping to finance construction projects in the West Bank. Financing construction projects. Sure. It's in the West Bank, but isn't that a positive project, good for humanity? What pathetic thinking and action by this once great denomination. How did it decline so rapidly and get so social and away from the teachings of Jesus Christ? The United Methodist Church has joined forces with those other entities and organizations which seek to cynically demonize and fully isolate and economically destroy Israel. The anti-Semitic behavior of the United Methodist Church is counterproductive indeed to the movement and the feelings of other Christian groups, both Catholic and Protestant, which reached out, so many of these groups did, they reached out to the Jews and Israelis after the horrific Holocaust to rebuild relationships and respect and renewal of friendship. And that, of course, includes the so-called evangelicals, and most recently, the actions of the Roman Catholic Church. It was about time. Publicly apologizing for any role which the Church may have played or not played in preventing or counteracting Nazism and the destruction of the Jews. I suppose those right-thinking Christians, whatever they are called, follow and believe in the commandments of the Torah, and the book of Genesis in the Torah, to bless the chosen people, the Jews, and consequently receive blessings in return, rather than to curse them, like BDS. And you, my fellow American, what do you think and believe about the Jews and Israel? Do you stand for or against Israel? Do you harbor anti-Semitic feelings, even hatred of the Jews and Israel? Do you? There are, in fact, millions of Americans who simply do not like the Jews, for whatever reasons or no reason. Those millions of Americans are indeed part of the new Haman movement, the new Exterminate the Jews One Way or Another movement. And subject to, says Genesis, the wrath of the God of Abraham. That promise gets my attention. How about you? But if you are in any way anti-Semitic, why? Why? Can you define? Do you have good and strong reasons for this new normal? Can you define what you think and feel about the Jews? The new anti-Semitism sweeping the world. Can you explain and justify any anti-Semitic feelings you have? Interestingly, there is a growing movement in the Christian church called super replacement theology, supersessionism, which believes that the Jews are no longer the chosen people of God and have no special moral right to exist, much less Israel, and they have been replaced by the Christian church. You know, perhaps that movement itself is anti-Semitic and fosters permissions, even a rationale for the replacement of the Jew. The new normal, and perhaps the new Haman. Wow, the Christian church with its new super replacement theology. It seems as though this new anti-Semitism is everywhere. It's everywhere coming at Israel and the Jews from all sides. Again, where do you stand? Where? You can't be neutral, as Donald Trump claims he is, and would be as president, for the forces on either side are too great. You can't be neutral, Mr. Trump, or anybody else for that matter. Russia supports Iran, and Russia has strong Syrian interests, and Russia covertly supports and arms Hamas and Hezbollah, sworn to the destruction of Israel. Sooner or later, the Middle East will explode with war because of this new virulent anti-Semitism, the new Haman at work in the world. You, my fellow American citizen, you cannot be neutral. You can't be. You must take a stand one way or another. You must. And will you stand for Israel and the Jews and with the commands of Genesis? Or will you stand with the new Hamans and support aggressive activities, military and economic, the world over against Israel and the Jews? Where do you stand? I, for one, will fight anti-Semitism with all my might, new or old, and any way I can. And I pray that you will do the same.